Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Claire.
And I'm Erica. We're the hosts of A Thing or Two. We are professional enthusiasts constantly on the hunt for the products, books, and trends that should be on your radar. And we share them with you every Monday, whether it's marinated olive oil that we're putting on everything, a deep dive on pillows, or the fact that suddenly gas stoves are on everyone's out list for 2023.
We challenge the friends we invite on the show to bring their own favorite thingies too, like when Ellen Van Dusen spilled about the IG account that's keeping her current with the youths.
We also love a gift guide. We take listener questions, Dear Abby style, and tell you what to get your vegan minimalist co-worker or your sister-in-law who loves to hunt.
So be sure to listen and follow A Thing or Two with Claire and Erica wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey girl, hey, welcome to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I am Taylor. And today I'm so excited because, you know, I like to use my podcast to make friendships. And today is one of those experiences. Erica Priscilla. Hey, girl. Hey. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Erica? We just met and we just started talking.
Like, I knew we would.
No.
I can tell.
We haven't shut the fuck up since I got here. So love the energy already.
This is why you're here. Okay. I am obsessed with you. I don't know how long I've been a fan, if you will. If you don't know, Erica is major on TikTok. Over a million followers.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. We'll get into like how that happened. I'm so obsessed with like, cute. I guess, what do you want to be called? An influencer, a comedian?
Yeah.
Comedic influencer?
I say comedian, but then people are like, do you do stand up? I'm like,
no, I do comedy online.
So content creator, comedian.
So TikTok major. I found you on Instagram.
Okay. You know what? I love that.
I always love to know because when people are like, I've got like 3 followers on TikTok. It's so embarrassing for my soul.
No, it's a struggle. It is a struggle.
What the fuck? I was my agent. This is the craziest thing. In 2019, I had a fucking deal with like a company that my agent brought to me. It was like a social content deal. And they were like, okay, you're gonna work with this brand called TikTok. And they want to do like a video promoting it for the holidays. It's like a family app. This is before they knew what they were.
Right.
And they're like, so they're gonna pay like, they paid $5K. Big ups. That's like decent money.
Hell yeah.
Especially
I'm not gonna say
then,
no.
When I had fucking no following.
Because they know.
I mean, my agent really did me a solid with this one. But part of it, but like I had to like learn a script. So it was like acting.
Wait,
it was like
what?
A commercial. It was a lot. It was way more than I bargained for. Okay.
I need to watch this. I need to see it.
It's still in feet because contractually it has to be there forever. I am so bad at it. There are no words.
Screaming.
And part of my deal was that my agent was like, you have to post like 2 TikToks on TikTok and start an account. Or minimum of 1. The way I struggled to do that TikTok, I was like, it was like learning Japanese. No. It was so confusing to me in my like elder millennial brain. And so I didn't, I was like, that's so hard. I'm never doing it again. And I was also simultaneously on tour. So I was super distracted. But I remember my agent was like, Taylor, this brand loves you. Oh, I know. I know how I got the job. I forgot. My friend Liz hooked me up with a gig. I totally forgot that she was working at Bustle. Bustle TikTok. That's what it was about. There we go. But I just like remember my agent being like, this is a major platform. And they're like, they love you. Lean the fucking girl.
Yeah, bitch,
you're gonna
take
blow
it.
Up. And I was like, I can't figure it out. And I just let it fucking ride. And we were on tour and then tour got canceled because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then I just like forgot it existed. I would have been like,
you got
the
in your
first.
Own way. You got it in your own way. You would have been Charlie. You would have been Charlie.
Who's that?
Charlie D'Amelio? Oh. I'm like, bitch, you gotta know one person.
So anyway, like, I don't know a thing about TikTok, but I want you to teach me the ways because I have a feeling that you might be somewhat of an expert.
Yeah.
But I fell in love with you on Instagram. So, like, how do TikTokers view Instagram? Because I'm an Instagram girly.
Yeah.
I worship TikTok. I just feel like I've excluded myself from the club. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy of losers.
I will say that I really don't fuck with TikTok. Like, I don't. I don't know if I should. Honestly, no. Fuck TikTok for real because they've never acknowledged me once.
Okay, fuck
like,
them.
No, fuck them. They,
oh my
they
God, literally like, never. Serious. I felt the same way.
Bro, I'm like mad fucking funny. Like I make
You're
people
so
laugh
funny.
And smile all the time, and they have never acknowledged me one time, bitch. Instagram, Meta, they're my people. Like love them to death. They're good people, and I love the energy more on Instagram because I too am also a millennial.
Yes.
And my friends all the time ask me, they're like, how do you work this? Like, you must be an expert. Same shit. I'm like, bitch, I could barely fucking edit within the app. Like,
it's so hard. It's the opposite of user friendly.
I don't know what. There's too many buttons.
It's crazy.
Too many buttons.
Anybody that's on that app is a genius as far as I'm concerned.
No. The youngins, they have it fucking down pat. Like, it's actually very impressive.
TikTok makes me feel like my mom with her television.
Yeah.
So confused.
And then we're like just the outsiders being like, bitch, just click the remote.
What's
just
wrong
like, you're
with you?
Good.
It's like, it's just a language. It's just a system that... No.
And I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good. Also, like, I am over a million, but I genuinely have not grown in like number-wise... In years, like I swear to God.
No, when you have over a million followers on any platform, you get to be like, I'm not a numbers girl.
I know.
I'm like a numbers whore. I post something, I look at how many views, how many comments. I go in, little secret of the trade, you comment when you need more people to comment.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I'm
Smart.
Constantly like, yes, queen, kiss emoji, because
girl,
it makes it
hustling.
Look like I have double the engagement.
You're hustling out
It's
here.
Just me engaging with myself.
It's just you talking
Sometimes
to yourself
within
yourself.
Sometimes I leave comments on my own thing.
I fucking love that. Sometimes, I mean, I'm not ashamed. I've asked a question or two on my Ask Me Anythings.
I have not yet forayed to Ask Me Anything. And I think it's about time.
I have.
How does one start and Ask Me Anything?
Well, no, it's like, you know,
does
like a little
ask?
Q&A, like ask, you know, and then if I have to plug something, you know, I'm like... Oh. Hang on, let me go to my other account really quick. Shamelessly.
Oh my God. Oh, see, these are the tricks of the trade.
It's a trick. You don't have like a little burner account?
I don't have a burner account.
I absolutely need one.
Okay, can you explain what is a burner account?
Okay, so I have one. I will not, see, I'm like an open book, so I would like share
I'm
it with
obsessed
everyone.
With you.
But no, I can't. I can't give you the username.
Don't.
But it's a random profile. Like, I deadass had to make a whole fucking email, everything. Like, okay. I went above and beyond. Like,
so, like, once upon a time, like, how did you even say, today's the day I'm going to do a burner account?
Because I wanted to stalk someone.
You want, okay.
That's how it was.
Okay,
that's honestly how it started.
The full story.
Okay, so I wanted to stalk this one bitch.
Why?
And because we had some history and
what?
She's... Oh my God, she's another influencer actually, but
more.
She fakes everything. Okay, oh my God,
oh my
I'll
God,
tell
I
you
like,
everything.
I literally feel like I,
that bitch,
I feel
no.
like I might even like, you know what the best thing in the world
no,
is like,
I have
when
to.
Your bitch is my bitch, and I'm like, that's the way I feel about the bitch.
Yeah, okay. No, she is irrelevant though, so you will not know who she
okay,
is.
Okay.
But I knew who she was, and we were friends before I even... like blew up on any platform.
Okay, wait. I don't want to give too much away because I don't want, because like, first of all, my listeners are the C-I fucking A.
Oh, yeah. No, I love her and I fucking love TikTok. I love every platform equally. It's a vibe. But anyways, I won't go too into it, but anyways, I just wanted to fucking stalk her one day.
So you were friends and then you had a falling out.
And then we had a falling out because I blew the fuck up.
Because,
And she did it.
Oh, and she got jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. How did you confirm that that's what
because
she got?
It's because she started acting like really, really funny towards me once I passed her following account.
That's
like her following.
So
like,
crazy.
Yeah. I swear to God, bitch. Like, I wish I was making that up. Like, you're that corny.
No, that's though how it is out here.
Yeah,
it really
no,
is.
No, it's like cutthroat. Like, people are so corny. I could see right through them. Like,
yep.
And it's so funny because her specifically, it was all like a guy, like, it was through like my husband, like all their friends, girlfriends, whatever.
Right.
All the other girlfriends did not fuck with her. And I was like, I'll give her a chance.
I gave her a chance.
I gave her a chance. And then now, true colors, bitch.
When people show you who they are.
Believe them.
Believe them. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm guilty of it, too.
And so I have. And so, in turn, I made a burner account to stalk her. Yeah. But now I don't care. Now I just use it, like, if I have, like, a Q&A thing, like, if I need to, like, plug something, I'll, like, ask myself a question.
I love this.
Yeah.
What things would you stalk about her? I want to know.
Just how silly she's being.
What a loser
and like
she
how
is.
Yeah, like how fake she's being. Cause she would like buy her followers and stuff. And like,
yes.
I just like, I knew like, so Scott and I were like the FBI about it. And we're like, bitch, I know for a fact you did not gain 3,000 followers overnight. Like, I know you didn't.
This podcast is sponsored by eHarmony, the dating app that helps people find someone who gets you. My wife, I am a unique individual, let me tell you something about me. And my wife totally gets me. She's the first person in my life who I've been in a relationship with who's ever gotten me. And we're like going strong. We're, I don't know, together 8, 9, almost 10 years. And we still really like each other. So I think finding somebody who gets you is really the, it's the special sauce. It's the secret, if you will. And that's why eHarmony is so great. We live in social media times these days, and everybody is freaking exhausted by it. eHarmony actually released a new dating diary study that found that even 56% of Gen Z, even Gen Z, gets tired of social media from time to time. And that's because it's fake AF. And when it comes to connection, we want someone who's going to truly get us, which means that we have to give people a better sense of who we are, not just online, but offline as well. And that's why eHarmony is different. They specialize in connecting people who are looking for real love through their compatibility quiz. Okay. The quiz identifies a baseline of compatibility with questions about communication styles, likes and dislikes, personality, and so much more to help you match with someone who will truly get you. eHarmony makes connections genuine, not exhausting. So join the dating app that helps you find someone who gets you and see you for yourself. Take eHarmony's compatibility quiz today and get someone who gets you. And now back to the podcast. When you came in, I was eating a snackable.
Yes.
Because I'm on Ozempic.
You were being a toddler when I walked in.
And when you're on Ozempic, you eat like a child.
Yep.
Because you forget to eat, so you have to like literally have
you
snacks
have
in your bag.
You have snacks, exactly.
In case your blood sugar drops.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. So I was eating a snackable, and it had peanut butter in it. And I thought, I wonder if Erica, because we're new friends. New
yeah, right,
friends.
Right.
So imagine if she had a peanut butter allergy. Like, we couldn't be friends. Because, like, I can't fuck with that. Sorry.
No, of course.
And I told you, you don't like peanut butter, though, do you?
I don't fuck with peanut butter.
That could be a problem.
Like, I'm all for anyone eating peanut butter. Like, I'm okay with people eating peanut butter. Like, I just want to say that. It's just a personal preference.
Did you smell it on my breath? Don't lie.
No, no, I swear to God, I didn't.
Tell the truth.
No, I didn't.
Our friendship needs to be based on truth.
No, I swear to God, I did it. I did it. I promise. Imagine. I'm kidding. No, I didn't. I just saw you were being a toddler about it, and you just had, like, 2 bites out of a fucking Uncrustable in the back, so...
What's a pick me girl?
A pick me girl, it to me,
okay,
is just someone that just like wants attention. She just like purposely said, like me saying that I don't like peanut butter is kind of like a pick me thing. It kind of is, like not intentionally. Like I fuck with almond butter, but that's like a pick me thing to do, like and to say. It's just like, pick me, like I stick out. I'm so fucking different, like from everyone. I'm so different. I'm not like the other girls. Like,
but
that's
is it also
girl.
Kind of like the girl who's like, I'm not friends with girls, I'm only friends with guys?
That too.
That's a pick me
that
girl.
That too.
Is
she's
it like about
too cool.
male
like,
attention, or is it bigger than that?
I certainly don't know, because I feel like in any group,
yes,
any sex, any gender, anything, you yes. can be a pick me. You can
be a pick me.
So
girl,
I don't think it's only for the male like
gays.
I don't think it is. In my opinion, but who the fuck am I?
So Martha was a pick me girl.
That's what's silly.
It's not
is
fair.
That, it's like for people that are like, you're like a public page. Like it's fine. Like you don't have to like, you can still stalk me. You
right.
know what I mean? Like
right.
I don't really like see that much,
yeah.
you know? You
know
can look at my
though?
Stories or like
you know
stalk
what's weird
my page.
Though? Like sometimes, like if the people that watch my stories knew that I see them every time they watch my stories,
yeah.
they would like actually die. They would die a million deaths of shame.
Why are there people like that should be watching?
There's a guy who I was friends with when I was married to husband. Oh. He was like one of our close friends. And like, I have no beef with him.
He's a fan, bitch. He loves you.
He's
That's why.
Like obsessed with me.
No, he
He's
has
like
to be.
My first watch for anything I do.
I have a first watcher as well.
No.
I do too.
Do you know your first watcher?
I do know
Is
my first watcher.
Is it somebody that you're on like good terms with?
Kind of, yeah.
This person and I aren't like on bad terms, but like we don't speak. Like we haven't spoken since the divorce because I'm nice, okay?
Right,
I'm like basically
right.
Mother Teresa. When yeah. we got divorced, I was like, you keep your people, oh, which is everyone. So,
so nice.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good riddance.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's how I fell in love with you.
Oh my God, really?
Your bye video.
That little video.
This is how the whole podcast is going to go. We're never going to finish a story and I'm going to keep bouncing
like,
back
oh
to the
God.
One before.
That was.
So that, yes. So I fell in love with you on Instagram. I don't remember when it was. You probably remember that video
more than
I do.
Yeah, it was like a year. It had to be like over a year ago, like a year and a half ago.
So probably. There was a little girl who was saying bye to her dad.
Yeah. She was like, bye, bye. And I don't know, everyone was tagging me in that fucking video and everyone was like, this was definitely
no,
you or this is
little,
your...
It's little girl,
it's
you.
It's little me.
Yes.
It's little me. So I was like, I have to recreate it. And I was going to be like so whack and like lazy about it. And Scott, my husband, was like,
yep,
you need to go and get a fucking backpack and put on the fucking uniform
yes.
and do it the right way. And yeah, sure enough, that was a big hitter for me.
That was the day hitter. I fell in love with you.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, and if you guys don't follow Erica, you have to, like... This is how I will describe you. You are like, the content is so fucking funny, but it's so relatable, but also like so fucking funny. You're like the hilarious, relatable best friend. Like
oh
I
God.
Instantly felt like this is my friend and she makes me laugh all the time. And it's just
love
like,
that.
I
That's
love
cool.
your content. And I don't really love a lot of people's content.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That means even more.
Because content stresses me out.
Yeah.
A lot of times I watch people's content, it makes me like, either like they're fucking annoying and I hate them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or they're funny, but it's like, it makes me go like, oh God, I'm not doing enough. And I don't know what it is. You know what it is? What you're doing is so like, it's so, how do I, it's so natural. Like, it literally feels like I just plopped into a moment in the life of Erica. Like, I just feel like, it feels very fly on the wall.
I'm like,
is
oh
that
my
the
God.
Intention?
This is like, yeah, it is. Because when people ask me what kind of videos I make, I always say relatable. I'm like, I always just try and I'll just have a funny situation happen and then I'll just turn it into a video.
Can you give me like the process? Because I'm gonna steal.
Oh my God! Yes, I can give you.
No, don't worry, you're in no jeopardy. I cannot execute. I promise you that I'm literally
like,
the world's
well, she
worst
tried.
Influencer. I'm
she tried.
So I won't even attempt. It would be so embarrassing.
No.
Trust. I promise.
I trust you. I trust you. Don't worry. I'll give you my folder of ideas. Don't worry.
Yeah, but like how? Like what's the start to finish? Like the creative process.
It really is not that interesting. I'll just find something funny.
I bet it's more interesting than. You like is so it's just so natural.
It's just I will think of something randomly. I'll be like, oh my God, that would be so fucking funny. Like I should do this, and I have a notes app on my phone. Like I feel like a lot of people do this. Maybe they don't.
I do
but,
it.
Yeah,
I
and I'll just
my podcast my notes.
Oh
app.
Yeah, exactly. So I have just a notes thing of TikTok ideas, and it goes on. I mean, I started it in like 2020 when I started posting videos, so it's like a long ass fucking list,
right?
And I'll just like write the idea down so I don't forget, because I'm extremely forgetful.
Yes.
So yeah, and then when I have the time, I'll just make the video and I'll sit there and I'll edit it right away and I post it like live, like on time. I'm not like a scheduler. I don't give a fuck about like
I love it
pre, like I don't do any of that shit. I barely even post, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, is that well I just it feels like to me you post all the time, but then I was going through your stuff and
you're like,
were
you really do suck as a content creator and you don't post enough, Erica.
There was a moment where you're talking about Sad Girl Summer and I was like, oh, this is from the summer. It made me feel better because I'm like, I'm also very,
yes.
I'm inconsistent with posting. Like everyone's like, if you want to win on these apps, it's like every day and it's gotta be consistent.
Hunger
but like,
Games. I'm not selling my soul for TikTok. I'm sorry.
Also, I'm annoying and I know this. Like, trust me, my audience, like I can see my numbers. When I post inconsistently, I thrive. When I'm like posting every day, people are like, you're fucking annoying.
Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, no, I feel that 100%.
It's like me in small
I never
doses.
Ever want to be annoying. Ever.
That's like my biggest fear on the face of the planet.
Same. I never want to come off as corny either. Like, it's like a whole thing with me. I'm like, is this corny? Like, I'll have to ask a million people before I post it. Sometimes for things that I'm like questioning, yes, you know, I'll have to run it by my husband or my friends. I'm like, is this corny?
Have you ever posted and then had to delete it because you felt so like bathos is my word for like embarrassed of yourself?
Yeah. Sometimes when I get really high, like I'll like watch old videos and I'll be like, why the fuck would I post this? This is so embarrassing. And then I'll go ahead and just delete it. You know what I mean? Because, and then, so, you know, it's been a while that I've like, I think in the beginning, like very early on, if I were to delete something right away, it would be like a numbers thing, you know, when I cared before, what my land, when I cared,
right,
you know?
Right.
But now if I do it, it's really because I'm just high and I'm rewatching stuff and I'm like, this is so fucking corny. I'm deleting it.
So, has anyone ever reached out to you and they're like, you just deleted my fucking favorite video?
No. Oh my God. So actually one time I had to delete something because—
Stop doing that.
God, this is so fucked up. Like, I'm going to fucking get into it right now. A while ago, like, I want to say, like, over 2 years ago, like, this was, like, really, really early on into me posting. My husband and I made a funny video of us going back and forth. We were sitting, and this is going to get me fucking canceled again, because I was already kind of canceled.
Ooh, I want to talk about that, too. Yeah, sorry, yeah, not to bring up your trauma.
We will. It's fine.
Honestly, anyways, if you're not canceled, you're not famous.
100%.
And that's just the truth.
But I'm, like—
I've never been canceled, for the record, so I can
speak to it. Let's cancel her. Let's cancel Taylor.
No, I've been secondarily canceled. Please, it's close enough. I can't handle it.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Ritual. Let me guess. You can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away. You text your friends the latest studies about healthy aging, and you read labels like it's your job. Well, congratulations. You're a skeptic, as am I. And you deserve a multivitamin that more than meets your standards. Enter Ritual. I have been taking Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin for a while now, and that's because Ritual's multivitamins are 100% made traceable with high-quality key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms, so you can really trust what you're putting into your body. But now, my wife and I, we are on the baby journey. I am not going to be carrying. My wife's going to be carrying. So I am all about Ritual's Essential for Women prenatal. That is absolutely the multivitamin that we are choosing right now for our pregnancy journey. And that's because they have a high quality formulation that supports baby's neural tube development before and during pregnancy. It's also vegan, sustainably sourced omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development during pregnancy. And I love this. Their delayed release capsules are designed to dissolve later in the small intestine as an ideal place to absorb.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Nutrients. So you are getting the best of the best. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Ritual's offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. So visit Ritual, RITUAL.com/Taylor, TAYLOR, Ritual.com/Taylor. And now, back to the podcast.
We made a video and it was us sitting at a restaurant. We were going back and forth as like one does when we're kind of trying to signal something. We're not gonna yell in the middle of the fucking restaurant to right. catch the attention of our waiter. So we were going back and forth with like, can we get like a couple more cups or like, yeah. can we get a fork or whatever? We were just going back and forth.
In real life.
In real life for a video. Like we were sitting down. We were like, this is a funny idea. Let's just do it. We posted it. It's so funny, relatable, because we all fucking do it. Can totally. I have the check?
Yes.
Now it's a fucking trend now to do like the check thing. But when I did it 2.5 years ago, someone came to me and was like, this is really offensive to the deaf community.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna say wait staff.
No,
I was
bitch.
Like, oh.
And honestly, it wasn't even that direct video. It was at the time BuzzFeed made like a whole compilation thing of all of my videos. And to me, I was like, it was a huge deal. Like I was like, right. oh my God, like huge platform, huge everything. And they posted a huge compilation of my Kelsey like influencer character. And I don't know how that video slipped in the compilation because it had nothing to do with Kelsey. It was just like a funny video.
Right.
So because BuzzFeed posted it, the deaf community came for me, bitch. They came for me and they came for BuzzFeed. We had to do an apology. BuzzFeed had to take the whole thing down. They had to do an apology. I was like so, like I was kind of like trying to defend myself, which I know now. I just don't right. even bother with haters or anyone because
right.
I'm like, I can't defend myself to someone that doesn't really know me. You right. know what I mean? So yeah, I had to fucking delete the video and people will still reach out to me, bitch, like still till this day and be like, where'd that video go? Cause like really no one has
know
a clue.
The drama behind it.
No one knows the drama.
That's
no one knows the drama.
Wild.
Yeah. And me, little old me, I'm like, I'm new to this. Like, give me a chance. Like, it's just funny. And I'm like, I didn't mean it.
Right.
And now it's a fucking trend. Now it's a trend to go like, can I have the check? Like, it's like a TikTok
so
trend.
So you're like,
now.
How, that's not fair. How come
everyone
I
else,
got punished? And
oh,
now
yeah.
everybody's, like, after
oh, yeah,
I got
100%. God
canceled.
Forbid I do it again. I mean, honestly, I respected that that's how the deaf community felt about
totally.
It.
Totally.
So never did it again, you know, and I took down the video, no problem.
But now
people
are
doing it. And I'm like,
where's the outrage?
Where's the same energy? Because why me?
Yeah.
Why me? So
timing.
Yeah, that's my little drama and that's my little cancellation. It was a little tiny one.
So what are you going to say is going to get you canceled again right now?
Right now, I'm still workshopping it. So by the end of this episode, people are going to be like, I fucking hate this bitch. I hate this bitch. Let's cancel her. It's time. It's time. So I'm still workshopping it. We'll think.
Well,
think of something.
I'm in love with you. I think your content's phenomenal.
You.
Like it really like I said, it makes me just like feel escapism and just happy. And I really appreciate you doing the Lord's work during these trying times.
Thank you.
Literally.
That's the point. I just want people to like, I feel like there's so much pressure. Like you always compare yourself to people naturally online. Like
totally.
You know? And I'm like, I don't ever, cause on some real shit, like a lot of people post content, especially like the aesthetic things, like they post it with the purpose of wanting people to want that. You know what I mean?
Aspirational.
Exactly.
Yes, they're trying to be like, this is my life. I look down at you,
yeah,
peasant.
Exactly.
I'm better than you.
And it's like, look how fun this looks.
And
beautiful.
Half the time, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
that's
100%. 100%.
Yes.
And it's like, I want people to come to my page and like, that's through the window. Like it's a non, you know, it's a judgment-free zone.
Yep.
And we were just here to laugh and fucking vibe out, you know?
Your husband, Scott.
Yes.
Is in a lot of videos with you.
He is.
Okay, so is he also like an influencer, content creator, comedian?
I think he's just like by default with me. Like,
right.
Because my first video on my page was a video of both of us. I didn't know couples.
Is he an actor?
He does clothing. He has like a whole little brand. Like it's called Ondulado. I'll plug it right now.
Yes.
Because he's giving me a drop next month. But yeah, he does like streetwear. That's like his passion is fashion.
Awesome.
But he's also really fucking funny. Like growing up, what he wanted to be was a stand-up comedian. Like that was
okay.
what he wanted to be when he grew up. Cause
that
he's
makes
like,
sense. He's
so
good.
Fucking funny too, you know? So he, you know, he's taking a little break right now. But he's not in it the way that I'm in it as far as like influencing.
So like, how is it to, cause this is something that happens with me and my wife too.
Yeah.
So she I make her podcast, like make her podcast with me, and she hates it, but the audience loves her and they want to hear about our lives. And like,
of course,
you know, who doesn't want to like just follow late in life lesbians
100%.
And just like fall in love with the Taylors.
Yeah.
But she really like bucks, but then she like, there's moments where she hates it and there's moments where she like loves it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm like, it's interesting, like because like I'm here for her level of involvement now.
Yeah.
But like, we always joke that if she got more followers than me, like, get divorced, that would be the end of our relationship.
100%, bitch. Like, you think I'm a Leo, too. Like, I need the attention always to be me, like, on me.
Right.
You know? So, not in, like, a fucking pick-me way. I'm not a pick-me girl. Not in a pick-me way, but just, honestly, I try and picture that all the time. Like, if Scott had more followers or, like...
What would you do?
I would not be with him, bitch.
Slippery slope to incorporate our loved ones like, this world that we've created.
You can have fun, but not that much fun.
Exactly. Know your place.
Yeah.
I'm the star.
No, literally, that's me.
But I feel like when you bring the I'm the star energy, like the world, like wouldn't the world just love to bitch slap us and be like, no, your partner's the actual star.
Yeah.
It's like my biggest fear on the face of the planet. Like all I want to do is be on the Real Housewives of like whatever franchise. Like it's my life's dream. I'm struggling with aging. Mm-hmm. I'm 40.
No, you're not.
Yes, thank you. That was exactly what I needed you to do. Thank you. Yeah, I know. I get that all the time.
You're fucking lying.
Swear to God. I'm going to be 41.
You're lying.
Isn't that gross?
That is.
Do you want to still be my friend?
No. You don't look it, bitch.
Thank you, Botox, baby.
I know. Same. I just got it now. I'm like, I'm ready. This is a whole new lifestyle.
It's everything. I know. All my friends are like a decade younger than me.
No, it works.
I literally suck your souls. That's how I stay young.
No, you look so stunning and beautiful and young and youthful.
Literally, don't stop. More.
No. Mud. Give me. No, seriously, I'm shocked. I'm not even fucking pretending.
Thank you.
No, you. Well, seriously.
My wife, you know what? I think the secret is we don't have children.
Bitch.
But we're about to.
Yeah.
And it's going to ruin everything. I'm going to literally age 15 years in one day.
Yeah. Like, so what happened, babe? What happened to the Botox? You good? Are you sleeping? Are you good?
How's I think it going? That's it. Kids suck everything out of your soul.
Yeah, they do, bitch. And you know what it is? It's like all these parents, I don't have kids either. And I just turned 30 in July and I'm in absolutely no rush. I'm in no rush. Like my body, my choice, fuck off and eat an ass. Like,
yes.
Don't fucking give me a lecture about it. Like,
right?
I'm doing it on my own time whenever it happens, if it happens, you know?
Why are we doing this?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to. I'm scared. I'm so scared. You know what?
Does Scott want to?
He is on the same page about it as I am, you know? Here's the thing. It's like, we want to be parents because I just have, like, the idea of, like, I will be, like, a cool parent. And also part of it, it's so fucked up and probably a little toxic, is, like, I want to give my parents, like, a fucking grandson or a granddaughter.
Yes.
Like, I just want to watch them thrive. They're not grandparents yet. I just, like, want to watch them thrive as grandparents. But, you know, Scott's sister actually just had a baby, and he's the cutest fucking thing in the entire world. But she was a little miserable at first, you know? And you have to go through it,
I guess. Assholes.
But I don't think it ever stops. I don't think it goes away.
Yeah, I know.
There's just different stages.
I think you're going to appreciate my thought process on this, because you are like me, and you just, like, word vomit your truth everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're very in touch with, like, who you are.
Yeah.
I know recently you posted a video, the Sad Summer video.
Yes.
And you were like, I'm going to get vulnerable, and you had Sad Summer.
Yeah.
But do you not do a ton of, do you feel like you don't do a ton of vulnerable stuff?
No one knows me.
Really?
Yeah. I fucking love the shit out of that. I so do. Like, I value my privacy so fucking much.
How do you maintain privacy? I'm
because
so bad
I
at
just
this.
I just don't go crazy on, like, stories. Like, sometimes, like, if I do a Q&A or, like, if I'm just, like, in a silly, goofy mood, like, I'll post shit, you know? But I just don't like the thought of people knowing every single thing about me, because that gives them more of a reason to judge me and say crazy shit.
Yes.
And then it makes it more believable for me to get in my head and be like, they're fucking right. So that's why I value my privacy so much that it's like, you can say whatever the fuck you want about me, bro, but like, no one, the only people that I care about are like my parents, my husband, and like my real fucking friends that know me. Like, if I'm fucking up, they'll be the ones to tell me. I don't need a fucking stranger online to tell me.
Literally.
And that's on fucking mental health, bitch, because
It's so true.
I just protect myself as much as I can.
Well, I have gone. I mean, you cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube. You know what I'm saying?
I have given
my soul, my left and right labia. Like, no. They have it all.
They have everything.
And it is way, like, it's too far gone. But I have been thinking, like, this idea of, like, having children. It's like, that might be where I start to draw the line of privacy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've gotten to a place where, like, I'm not great at it, but I'm way better. Like, I have very thick skin.
Yeah.
People make the craziest, like, assumptions and judgments on me. Yeah. And I'm at a place now where it's like, well, they know too much for me to be like, you don't know anything. So yeah. it's like cats out of the bag. But at least I'm like, well, you're judging me off of like something I said, not actually who I am. You don't actually know me. So I've gotten better just like that's noise. I don't hear it. But like, I think I'll lose my mind if people like judge my kid or judge my parenting.
No, I think that's when the claws come out for real.
So that might be like, I might be one of those people that's like public, you know, literally everything about me.
Except for my kids. Yeah.
But I get like scared to like exert that level of privacy. Even when I went on Ozempic, I was like, I'm on Ozempic, like right away.
Yeah,
it was like, why? Why do I need to tell everybody everything right away?
I think you just are comfortable and you don't care about like, you just.
No, I think it's that I am so like, I'm so insecure that I need everyone to validate everything. But don't you think you have to be kind of secure to admit that you're insecure?
100%. Right. You have to become, you're self-aware.
So I'm not insecure. I'm mid-secure.
Yeah.
I'm not secure.
Oh my God, I love that.
I'm mid-secure.
Mid-secure. Oh my God, that's like a new one. You should fucking like trademark that.
Done.
Mid-secure.
Trademarked.
It's so true.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I think
once you have kids, I think it's a new chapter in your life that you've never experienced. So I think it's a great opportunity for you to maybe like teeter with the idea of like, hey, maybe let me just keep this to myself. Like,
right.
Because once the moms come and they're like, you're doing this wrong, because parenting is like, it comes natural, like as women, like it just happens naturally, I feel like.
Right.
And so when another person.
And then also not simultaneously.
Yes.
I think it like, it's natural, but also it's so foreign thing.
And everyone's
the fuck
new.
Out and everybody's so insecure.
And every kid is different, bitch. Like
literally.
You're not about to tell me I have fucking little Martha who's fucking allergic to peanuts. Okay. So my Martha is different than yours. You know, like.
Can you imagine if our kids have a peanut allergy?
No, I would be like, I'm giving you one.
Mine's going to get one.
You're staying at grandma and grandpa's forever. No, I don't have time for that.
Oh my God, am I going to get canceled by the Peanut Allergy Commission?
Oh. We love peanuts. I love peanuts, especially. No, we're fine. We love Martha too. We're good. We're not going to get canceled.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Skylight Frame. Raise your hand if holiday shopping stresses you out. Yeah, mine's raised too. And guess what? We're in the thick of it. The holiday season hath begun. And I know usually I'm like a total wreck, totally in a panic, trying to buy things that people like might like, hope they don't throw out. It's like, feels like a waste of money. You want to get a gift that's good, that someone's going to love, but it's not that easy, right? Well, actually it is, thanks to Skylight Frame. Skylight Frame is my one-stop shop for gift giving for this entire holiday season. Everybody on my list is getting a Skylight Frame. My wife and I received one after our wedding, and it was hands down, and to this day is still hands down the best gift we've ever received. We love it. The way I just like, it's in our kitchen. It has all of our wedding pictures on it, and I just like stare at it and smile day in and day out in the kitchen. I'm telling you the joy it brings me. And I'm now going to like share the love with the rest of my friends and family this holiday season. So Skylight is a touchscreen photo frame that you can send photos to straight from your phone and they appear in seconds. And here's the best part. You can even preload photos before the box is opened. So if you're giving it as a gift and it gets unwrapped and plugged in, all of the memories and all the love will appear like the second they open it, which is the coolest thing ever. You don't have to do that. I mean, the frame itself, it's stunning. It's gorgeous. So it's great for new parents because they're obsessed with their babies. It's great for your spouse because it's so sweet and sentimental. It's like, oh my God, you loaded all these pictures. And also like, I remember back in the day, I made like an actual physical collage of pictures, like had to cut them out for my then girlfriend, now wife. And it looked like, it did not look good. Okay. I am not an artiste. If only I had Skylight Frame, I would have given that because it's like the same sentimental value, but like it looks so good. So great for new parents, great for a spouse. It's great for a group gift because you can invite multiple friends and family members to share photos to the same frame. So it's like
all interconnected too. And it's also great for grandparents because, and let me speak from personal experience, my parents cannot even turn on their own television. But the way that they can use the skylight frame is, I mean, it's hands down the best digital frame for grandparents or people that are not great with technology. Literally, setup takes less than 60 seconds. And the touchscreen is like just super intuitive. You just like swipe through kind of like a phone. It looks beautiful in your home. The pictures are displayed in HD resolution and it looks like a real modern frame. And they've got a bunch of different color options, black, white, silver, limited edition poppy and gold. I mean, they've got you covered. And it's better than social media because it's a nice private way to share photos without having to post it to the world to see. So you can just like share it with your friends and family. And also, Skylight is so confident that you're going to love your frame that they offer free 120-day returns. Want to know why? Because they know you're going to love it. And it's not just me, guys. Over a million happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and it's available in over 30 countries. And recommended by Today Show, Forbes, and New York Mag, and so much more. And that's because it's the best. So if you're freaking out about what to get for the holiday season, I am telling you two words, Skylight. Well, I guess three, Skylight Frame. And as a special limited time offer for my listeners, get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/Taylor. Again, to get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com/Taylor. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/TAYLOR. SkylightFrame.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast.
But you had a very vulnerable moment on your Instagram about like sad girl summer. What's sad girl summer? And why did you have a sad girl summer?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel that I have it every time my birthday is going to come around. Like,
interesting.
It's so weird. And It just happens. It's like clockwork every year. It's like in the summer, I just start losing like focus and just like motivation. I just don't feel like getting out of bed and like posting a video or right. doing my job or, you know, hanging out with people as much as I usually do. I just like kind of sit in my little shell. Of course, I have Scott. He's like the best husband in the world. Like yep. so supportive. But yeah, I didn't know that was a real thing until I started talking about it. And people were like, bitch, the same thing happens to me also, either around their birthday as well or in the summer too.
Yeah. The summer does it for me because there's an expectation to be busy.
Yes.
But then it's like also we need to like recharge our batteries. I think also the jobs that we do, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel like I used to be so social. Maybe it's just because I'm 1,000 years old, but like I cannot stand small talk like at a party. Like I would rather die.
Taylor, no, honestly.
I short circuit. I cannot do it anymore.
Can we just normalize like being of a certain age? We don't have to make this work. Like right? the small talk. Like it's okay to not vibe with every single fucking person.
Yes.
It's okay. And that doesn't make us terrible people. I hate that too.
I don't know how, but the thing is like, we're obviously good at talking. Hello. And yeah. we're obviously amazing duh. And fun and everybody wants to be our I'm friends.
Right, 100%.
Like, duh.
100%.
So like, I feel like this social responsibility that when I don't want to talk to somebody, like, I feel like I have to like help them.
Yeah.
And then I resent them for making me.
Yeah, that's a little toxic. Huh? That's a little
how
toxic.
Dare you make me feel something that you didn't even say or do? How dare
toxic,
you?
Huh?
But like, I don't know how to exit small talk moments.
Yeah.
Like I just go, Like I recently was at an event. I can't say what it was, but I was like talking to lots of people.
Yeah.
And I was, I became keenly aware of just how bad I am at small talk. And I like, that's I terrible. Don't know how to get out once it's done. I would just be like, I have to go potty now.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah,
like,
excuse me, go to, like, I want another drink. Like I'm gonna leave. I actually just had this happen to me at a wedding.
Okay. Weddings are,
and,
a lot of this
and
happens.
And I actually have a pit about it because it was a wedding where there were a lot of influencers there. And this particular girl was just so nice, really, really, really nice girl. I also was a little high. Maybe it's a me thing. I think it's a me thing. Because now that I'm revisiting this, I think it was because I might have been a little too hot. We were having small talk. I think we were waiting for, like, in the cocktail area for a cocktail.
Right.
And we were just talking. And, bitch, why did I just turn around? I just walked away.
I love it.
I didn't even say bye.
I'm
someone did
no,
that
No, I
to
have
me.
A bit, and I've honestly never been thinking about it.
You
ever
able
since.
To get over it.
No, I'm not. And I know that she's thinking about it too.
For the rest of her life.
She's probably like, that bitch Erica was so fucking weird. Like, why did she abruptly just stop talking? I literally turned to my back and just turned away and just walked away. Why would I do that?
Because you're a high.
I guess, but like, be fucking normal. Like, say something. I could have lied or said something. I think I must have been like, I'm looking for Scott because Scott wasn't around. So I must have
all
like,
of a sudden, you're Scott?
Yeah. Hey, babe. There's like a million people, 400 people. No. Now that I really think about it, I really did abruptly like just stop talking and just walk away.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ruined her life, FYI.
She's 100% judging me for it. And I think the next time I see her, I have to like,
you literally have to say something.
Out, 100%.
No, you have to. You have to be like, oh my God, the last time I saw you was so crazy. See, I constantly embarrass myself. Like, I don't do that. But like, I actually do like way worse. Like I will get in a fight with my wife at a wedding and like cause a scene and then start flirting with every man at the table in front of, do you know who Heather McMahon is?
Yes.
I did that in front of Heather. It was horrific. I was at Jackie Oshry's wedding. Get the toast.
Duh.
And I should have been on my bestest behavior. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because like, there's a lot of people I don't know at this wedding. So We get there. And we had martinis to like pregame. Fuck.
To pregame.
I should like
goodbye.
Not ever be allowed to drink
like,
a martini.
Bye. Meme with martinis.
Blackout.
I'm not well.
Not
me
okay.
with dirty martinis. No.
So we get there. We're already toasty for the ceremony. Heather's there with her husband or fiance at the time. And we're like all like taking shots together. And then there was a girl at the wedding who, unbeknownst to me, but like, and it's fine now, but she told me at the wedding that she was hooking up with my husband.
Why would she?
It's fine. Like, like this girl and I are very friendly. And like, this is just who she is. She's just like, honestly, game recognizes game. Like, she just like has like fucking mouth diarrhea at all times.
Yeah, right.
So like,
we understand.
I get it. But like, because I was like just drunk enough, and like I wasn't jealous. I think it was just like I got divorced to like not think
I
about
know. Yeah,
his
yeah.
world. Like, oh my
100%.
God,
100%.
And I just went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and there was like somebody at the wedding. I don't think I'm allowed to say who was at the wedding, but it was like a famous person, and I went up to the famous person. It was a famous person that I heard through the grapevine years ago, listened to my radio show when I was on Sirius XM. So I like went up to this person, and I was like, "Hey, girl, hey, it's me." And I was wasted. Like, no shoes, dropped my glass,
Taylor.
In my foot. Like, I was a fucking sloppy mess.
Oh, my God.
And this person was like, so I don't know if I was so drunk they were like, please go away. Or if someone lied to me, they, like, had no fucking clue who I was. Anyway, I got crazy, and then I thought my wife was flirting with everybody, and, like, everybody thought she was better than me and, like, shouldn't
oh
be with
God.
Me. I
As
mean, the
done,
narrative.
I, oh, my God, it just is a cycle.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we got in a huge fight, and I was so drunk. I didn't, like, you know when you get in a huge fight, and then the next day you don't even know why you were fighting?
I'm like, so embarrassing.
It was like that. But apparently, according to everybody, I like got super drunk, picked a fight with her, took my Chanel bag.
Not the Chanel.
Put it over my head and threw it on the ground and like body slammed my Chanel bag.
Okay, like Donkey a WWE. Kong? Like what?
Like literally, like Donkey Kong. And then Taylor left me at the wedding, but I was like, I'll show you, I'll stay. And I'll flirt with all of the Oshry's male cousins.
No, the fuck.
As a married lesbian.
Maybe
an engaged lesbian. It really doesn't matter. As a lesbian.
As a lesbian.
And Heather and the Italian Stallion had they were at our table. They had a front row seat, and Heather was sick, so she like wasn't drinking. So,
oh my God, no. No.
So I take your walking away and I raise you. My wife almost like leaving me.
Oh my God.
I was
did she even intervene? Did Heather like say anything?
I think she was just sitting there with her popcorn, like, this bitch is crazy.
Have you seen her since?
Yes, thank God. And she's like,
oh
girl.
God, thank God. Yes.
Please.
Because you have to call yourself out. Like,
you have to.
I feel like
my whole life is apologizing for my bad behavior.
No, you have to.
I have to. It's the only way that I can survive.
Did you see what I just recently did? I was at on a girls' trip.
Please tell.
I put it actually on my stories. The whole weekend, I was just being so paranoid. I don't know why, because I'm like, these bitches are all so fucking careless. And we're just in another country. We're in Turks and Caicos. Like, we've never been, like, It was beautiful, and it was so fucking safe too. Like, so there was no need. We were like in a gated community.
It's like a resort island, it feels like.
It was stunning and so safe. So I had no reason to be paranoid. The last night, though, some girls leave early, and we had a chauffeur that we hired for the whole weekend.
Yes.
But he didn't show up for the second half, like, which, shame on him, because then we had to, like, get a ride with these random men because there's no Ubers there, bitch. So we had to just trust
these
random men.
We had a weird night in Turks and Caicos in a car as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Was it also scary?
It was scary.
Okay.
I was like, it's a miracle we're alive. I'll say that.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's what I thought was happening the entire time.
Who were these men that you got in the car with?
So we obviously were like trying to get free shit, right? So like we got the owner to get us like free bottles, free hookah, like free everything. So he was like, I'll get you home safe. Cause I think he was from the States anyway. So we were like, oh, we're right here. So he's like, leave with these two guys. So we split up in two cars and left. And at one point, the girl in the front, because it was one in the front and then three of us in the back, I was in the middle. She turns around. She kind of gives me the eyes, like, girl to girl, like, put this in your GPS just in case. Like, where are we going, bitch? Right. Like, no idea. I put it in the GPS, and I'm like, we're going the wrong way. Like, we are literally going the opposite direction, and he's being so casual about it and be like, no, it's right here. It was like, he was playing into this. I was like, no. My final straw was when we were approaching a dead end and I saw a car with its lights on facing us all the way at the end.
No.
So I was like, we're going to die. Like, this is another group of men and we're going to die. This is how we're going to die. We start freaking out, Taylor. My girlfriends are opening the doors. He's screaming at us, yelling because we're like, you please just take us home. We have families. No. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I have a child.
I swear to God, we were just making shit up. We're like, we'll pay you double. Please bring us home. And we're opening the window. Like, I'm surprised none of us held the fucking wheel. And I was really thinking about clocking this guy with my fucking heel too.
Stop.
Like,
stop.
I swear to God, bitch, in the midst of all of this, I'm like, let me just put it in my GPS. Let me just double check. Let me just double check the address.
No.
And so with that being said, I did put the incorrect. and the craziest part is that the entire trip, this is the last night, mind you, we were always staying in a dead end. So I don't know why. We're approaching a dead end. In the car, by the way, security.
Shut up.
I swear to God. I caused this whole fucking ruckus, bitch. So I had to apologize to everyone. Obviously, the debrief the next morning was crazy. Had to apologize to everyone.
No.
I was like, guys, I am mortified for
how
I was acting.
Did they forgive you or were they mad at you?
Of course. They were like laughing. And they were also like kind of on my side because they're like, he did not have to react like a fucking animal, like a maniac, because he was making it worse. Like, obviously, we're scared. We're not from here. And why are you making it even worse by yelling at us and banging on your steering wheel? You know, how embarrassing is that? Please, on a scale of 1 to 10.
That is the most mortifying thing on the face of the planet.
When I tell you we were like screaming bloody murder, like in the middle of Turks and Caicos, and we were perfectly safe.
You know,
perfectly
safe. Can I co-sign it? And like, listen, to all the men out there that are listening, being like, that's so fucked up. And it is. It's so fucked up.
Of course, ruined his whole life.
His literal life. He's like never gonna be okay.
He's never gonna, I don't even think, he's gonna like fucking yell at the owner at the place and be like, why would you put me in this situation?
We are scared.
We are scared.
At all times.
We are, but also we're fucking ready because also I was like, guys, clap it up for all of us.
We're survivors.
We are survivors and we all were like ready to leave the car. My one friend put the window down just in case he locked us in. Like, we were all like thinking, isn't it pathetic? Like, we have to think of all these fucking scenarios just in case. But yeah, no, we made it home okay. We made it home okay, if you were wondering. Made it home bad. So embarrassing.
Erica, I'm obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you.
Oh my God. You guys, we're out of time, sadly. I could talk to you for a gajillion years.
I know, same.
But just so you know, I am a social climber and you have over 1 million followers on TikTok. Oh, so I am climbing you.
Oh my God. 100%. I'm here to help.
We're both Jersey girls.
Yes, we are.
Wait, are you original?
I am an original.
Original.
I am, but we accept as they come. It's okay.
I think I finally just hit my Jersey stride. Like, I'm like, I'm just coming on and being proud.
I'm so happy for you.
It takes a minute.
I know.
It's hard.
You'll get there, but it's the shit, right?
I know. Well, the rest of America trains us to hate New Jersey.
Yeah, well, they can suck my dick.
It's honestly
it's
the best fucking place ever.
I like my car. Like, I love space and grass and shit. So,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, my apartment, could never anywhere
else. I need to come over. It looks gorgeous.
Girl, whenever you want.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Literally.
Jersey girl.
You guys follow Erica at Erica Priscilla on Instagram, definitely. Also on TikTok. And is there anything else that...
Not really. I suck at everything else. So, yeah, just come join me, Erica X Priscilla, I think, on TikTok, and Erica Priscilla on Instagram.
Girl, I love you.
I love you too.
You guys, that is it for us. You know I always say it. I'll say it again. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It is a podcaster's love language. That is it for us. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.